Section 10. Three-wheel vehicles. SC does not require a separate license or endorsement to operate a three-wheel vehicle. A three-wheel motorcycle may be operated with any class license except for a Class G moped license. This section contains information that will help you operate a three-wheel vehicle. An S3 restriction is placed on a Class M license when the skills test is taken with a non-detachable sidecar attached to a two-wheel motorcycle. Anyone who holds a Class M license may operate a detachable sidecar without having an S3 restriction. If a person wants to take a motorcycle with a sidecar skills test, the test must be administered at DMV's office in Blythewood. Upon successful completion of the skills test, the individual will receive a Class M license with an S3 restriction. Common operating characteristics of trikes and motorcycles with a sidecar. Types of three-wheel vehicles. Traditional two-wheel motorcycles are considered single-track vehicles. Three-wheel vehicles could have either double or triple tracks. Double-track vehicles are motorcycles with sidecars, while triple-track vehicles, trikes, can have either two front wheels or two rear wheels. Differences between two-wheel motorcycles and three-wheel vehicles. A three-wheel vehicle is naturally more stable than a two-wheel motorcycle. However, under certain conditions, it could tip over or lift one of the wheels off the pavement. In order to ensure its stability, you will need to pay attention to your body position, your speed, and how you load a three-wheel vehicle. Three-wheel vehicles also steer differently. Since three-wheel vehicles cannot lean, the front wheel must be pointed in the direction you want the vehicle to go. Be familiar with your vehicle. Make sure you are completely familiar with the three-wheel vehicle before you take it out on the street. Be sure to review the owner's manual. Remember, three-wheel vehicles take up more space than two-wheel motorcycles, and therefore you will need more space to maneuver. Body position. Your body position is important for control on a three-wheel vehicle. You should be able to reach both hand grips comfortably while leaning and shifting your weight in turns. Turning. Approach turns and curves with caution. If you enter a turn too fast, you may end up crossing into another lane of traffic, lifting a wheel, or going off the road. Oversteering could cause the vehicle to skid and you could lose control. Hills. When riding uphill on a three-wheel vehicle, some weight will shift to the rear, causing the front of the vehicle to become lighter. This weight shift reduces the traction on the front wheel for steering and braking. You should shift some of your body weight forward to maintain steering control. When riding downhill, gravity increases the amount of braking force required to slow or stop the vehicle. It is important, therefore, to begin slowing earlier for cornering and stopping. Lane position. The width of a three-wheel vehicle is similar to the width of some automobiles. Therefore, unlike a two-wheel motorcycle, you are limited in lane positioning. Keep toward the center of the lane and within the lane markings. Lane positioning when riding in groups is also an important consideration. Ride single file and always maintain a safe margin, 4 seconds minimum, between vehicles. Parking at the roadside. Position your vehicle in a parking space so you are parked parallel to the curb. Set the parking brake or leave it in gear to keep it from rolling. Parking parallel to the curb will facilitate pulling away from the curb and entering the lanes of traffic. Swerving. A three-wheel vehicle is not as maneuverable as a two-wheel motorcycle, so it is important to look well ahead to avoid the need for any sudden turns or swerving. Swerving is seldom the best option to avoid a collision. If swerving is required, brake either before or after the swerve, never while swerving. You should not attempt swerving without proper training. If you need to avoid a collision, the best option may be hard braking. Cornering and curves. When riding through curves, remember to stay within your lane. Adjust your speed before entering a curve. You may need to lean or shift your weight in the direction of the turn to avoid causing any of the wheels to leave the ground and, possibly, losing control. Unique operating characteristics of trikes. Turning. Because the weight of a trike is distributed almost equally between the two front or two rear wheels, These vehicles handle the same in left and right turns. When turning a trike, approach a turn with your head up and look through the turn. Adjust speed before the turn to allow you to safely accelerate through the turn. Lean or shift your weight in the direction of the turn. Steer the front wheel toward the turn. Accelerate gradually as you exit the turn. Stopping quickly. An important handling characteristic to be aware of on a standard trike, one wheel in front, two in the rear, is that the two rear wheels have more braking power. How much varies by trike design. This is because weight does not shift to the front wheel on a trike during hard braking. Most of the weight stays on the rear wheels and makes the rear brakes more effective. The front brakes are more effective on trikes with two wheels in front, one in the rear, where weight is transferred to the front wheels during braking, making the front brakes more effective. Carrying a passenger and cargo. Only skilled, experienced riders should carry passengers or heavy loads. The additional weight of a passenger or cargo will change the handling characteristics of the vehicle. If a passenger is being carried, the passenger will sit directly behind you. When carrying cargo, center the load and keep it low in the storage areas so it is balanced side to side. Refer to your owner's manual for more information. Unique operating characteristics of a motorcycle with a sidecar. Stopping. Check your sidecar for brakes. Some sidecars are equipped with brakes while others are not. Your stopping distance and handling will be affected if your sidecar is not equipped with brakes. You may need to steer slightly in the direction of the sidecar when applying the motorcycle brakes if your sidecar is not equipped with brakes. Accelerating. During acceleration, steer slightly in the opposite direction from the sidecar to maintain a straight line path. Turning. When operating a sidecar-equipped motorcycle, additional consideration needs to be given to the direction of the turn and amount of weight in the sidecar. When turning a motorcycle with a sidecar, evaluate the degree of turn required. Adjust speed before the turn to allow you to safely accelerate through the turn. Lean or shift your weight in the direction of the turn. Maintain speed as you enter the turn. Accelerate gradually as you exit the turn. Turning left. During a left turn, the sidecar acts as a stabilizer, so the sidecar wheel stays on the ground. However, if the turn is taken too sharply or at too great a speed, it may cause the rear wheel of the motorcycle to lift off the ground and the nose of the sidecar to contact the pavement. Turning right. A right turn taken too sharp or at too great a speed may cause the sidecar wheel to lift off the ground. The lift will be greater if the sidecar is empty or lightly loaded. You can avoid this wheel lift by slowing before entering the turn and shifting more of your weight to the inside of the turn, towards the sidecar. Stopping quickly. Stopping quickly in a straight line is the primary technique for avoiding collisions in traffic. Always use the front and rear brakes simultaneously, adjusting pressure on the levers to apply maximum braking just short of skidding either wheel. If the front wheel skids, ease off some of the pressure to regain steering control. If the rear wheel skids, keep it locked until the vehicle has stopped completely. If the sidecar wheel has a brake, and that wheel starts to skid, you can safely ignore it. Making quick stops in a curve is more difficult, especially if the road curves to the right. Hard braking in a curve to the right tends to lift the sidecar, which may require additional weight shift to the right to compensate. Stopping quickly in turns to the left is less dangerous because there is a reduced danger of tipping over. And, if the wheels skid, the vehicle will slide toward the road shoulder, not into the opposing lane of traffic. Carrying passengers and cargo. Only skilled, experienced riders should carry passengers or heavy loads. The additional weight of a passenger or cargo will change the handling characteristics of the vehicle. You must give some thought to where the passengers are seated and the loads are positioned. The best place for a passenger is in the sidecar. Avoid carrying a passenger behind you while leaving the sidecar empty. This could increase your chances for a tip over. If you have two passengers, place the heavier passenger in the sidecar to improve handling. The passenger sitting behind you should sit upright at all times. It is not necessary for the passenger to lean into curves with you. When loaded, your vehicle will need more time and distance to stop. You will need to increase your following distance. When carrying cargo in a sidecar, it should be centered low, over the sidecar axle and secured firmly in place. If the cargo shifts, handling will be affected. Additional resources. Here is a list of additional resources for more information on three-wheel vehicles. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, website, http://www.nhtsa.gov/safety/motorcycles. Evergreen Safety Council's website includes a list of nationally available three-wheel courses, www.esc.org/step_national_schedule.php. The Sidecar, Trike Education Program Student Handbook can be purchased from the Evergreen Safety Council at 800-521-0778. Sidecar Safety Program, SSP, Inc., Driving a Sidecar Outfit. A Manual on Learning to Drive a Motorcycle, Sidecar Combination. This book is available by contacting the SSP directly at sidecarsafety@mail.org. The Motorcycle Safety Foundation's, MSF, website has information on you and your three-wheel motorcycle. Riding tips. http://msf-usa.org/downloads/3w_tips.pdf. MSF3WBRC Training Course. http://msfusa.org/download/3wbrc_student_handbook_2010.pdf.